弟兄姊妹平安。
Thank the Lord. Peace to you all, brethren.
我们有一个月没有见面了。
We have seen each other for one month.
所以很高兴今天又来到你们中间，大家能够面对面。
So I'm really pleased that today I can come to you, Miss, and we can see each other face to face.
今天我特别高兴的，我带来了两个亲戚。
Today I'm especially joyful because I have brought with me two relatives of mine.
他们一早就来了。They
came to the meeting place at very early morning.
他们是第一次到美国来旅游的。
This is their first time to come to America for sightseeing.
我们从来也没有见过面。And
we have never seen each other before.
不过他知道我的过去的历史。
But they know of my past history.
他是谁呢?
Who are they?
是我姊妹，就是李姐姊妹的弟弟的，她的太太的妹妹还是姊妹，反正搞不清。
They are my wife's brothers.
就是我李姐，是我的姊妹嘛，对不对？
My wife.
姊妹的弟弟的。
他的太太的 wife
姐姐还是妹妹
sister
OK 所以他们这次来美国旅游的是第一次到美国来
So they're traveling in the US this for the very first time
所以他一早就在请灵我想今天主日这么早就谁都会到我家来这就奇怪了
So early this morning, somebody came to my house, and I was wondering who that might be.
哦，原来是他们。所以我今天，这位姊妹呢，她是在苏州做女传道的。This
sister is a female preacher in Suzhou, China.
她给我带来一个最好的消息。And
she has brought me the very best good news.
就是我姊妹她弟弟，她一家都信主了，是最近信主的，以前从来没有信过主，感谢神了。The
whole household of my wife's brother have believed in the Lord. They have never believed in the Lord before.
好，感谢主。我们开始以前还是得祷告。Before
we start, shall we have a word of prayer?
主啊。 清晨的早晨，我们就把荣耀归给圣父、圣子、圣灵。Lord,
early in the morning, we want to give glory to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
亲爱的主，你曾经允许，凡地上有两三个人奉你的名聚在一起，你就必与我们同在。
Dear Lord, you have promised that as long as two or three are gathered together in your name on earth, then there you will be in their midst.
主啊，今天我们不是两三个人，有这么多的弟兄姊妹，我们一起来到这里聚在一起，深深相信你一定在我们的中间。Lord,
this morning we are more than two or three people gathering together, and we are so convinced that you are right now in our midst.
所以你在我们的中间，我们就心满意足。As
long as you are in our midst, we are fully satisfied.
你在我们的中间就有亮光，就有恩典，就有怜悯。We
have light, grace, and mercy as long as you are in our midst.
你在我们的中间，我们就能够有话语，我们有怜悯。Since
you are in our midst, we now have the word from you and your mercy.
主啊，特别是你的仆人，我们翻译的更需要你的怜悯。你是满心怜悯、大有慈悲的主。Lord,
especially your servant and the sister who interprets.
但愿你仆人所讲的每一句话都是出于你的。
Because you are very compassionate and merciful, let every word proceed from your mouth.
因为出于你的话，没有一句不带着能力。
Because no word proceeding from your mouth is without power.
只有你能力的话能够感动人。
Only your powerful word can touch people.
只有你带着能力的话能够建造人。
Only your word with power can build us up.
感谢我们的恩主，与你的仆人，与我们翻译的姊妹同在。
Thank you, our gracious Lord, be with your servant and be with your maid.
按照你丰盛的荣耀，写着你的灵，叫他们里面的人能够刚强起来，叫基督因着信住在他们的里面。
According to the riches of your glory, strengthen them with your might through your Holy Spirit in their inner man.
主，这是你得胜的日子，主日。
So that you can dwell among them, and also this is your day.
你已经从死里复活，胜过了仇敌撒旦魔鬼。
Your day of victory, you have risen from the dead and overpowered Satan, the enemy.
你也释放了我们这一生因怕死而为奴仆的人，我们自由了。
We are also free because you have set us free, who are for all their lives for fear of death were in the bondage of slavery.
但愿今天在我们的中间，无论是男的，无论是女的，无论是青年人、少年人、壮年人、老年人，连孩童，我们一同起来赞美、称颂、敬拜、感谢你。
Let us rise up, thank you, praise you, and worship you, regardless of our age, young, old, or middle-aged, regardless of our sex.
叫撒旦蒙羞。
So Satan will be put to shame.
让你所有在座的儿女都能够蒙恩今天。
That every child of yours sitting here be blessed by you.
你是首先的，你是幕后的。
You're the first, you're the last.
这个聚会你开始，你也结束。
Lord, you start this meeting and you conclude it also.
无论是在信息的聚会中，无论是在不平的聚会中，你得着荣耀。
You receive all the glory in our message services and in breaking bread.
你的儿女们都能够蒙恩。
So that all your children will be blessed by you.
我们祷告祈求，是因耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们来念几处圣经。
Now let's read a few passages of the Bible.
刚才领会的已经给我们念了这个创世纪十三章和三十三章。
The brother who led the service read for us Genesis 13 and 33.
我们现在来念罗马书第九章。
Now Romans chapter 9.
十节到第十六节。
Verses 10 to 16.
我们就让英文念吧，我们省一点时间。
To save some time, we'll just read this passage in English. Romans
10到16节。
Romans 9, verses 10 through 16. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one man, even by our father Isaac, for the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls, it was said to her, the older shall serve the younger, and as it's written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then, it's not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy.
特别是第十四节到十六节，三节的圣经三次提到，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
From verse
这位神是怜悯的神。
From verse 14 to 16, three times he mentions, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy. So our God is the merciful God.
因为我的题目，这是第三讲。就是满心怜悯，大有慈悲的主。
My theme for today, this is actually my third sharing on this, is that the Lord who is full of compassion and is merciful.
不要忘记这个主题，那就是末世 最最重要的信息是什么？就是得胜者，这是第十三讲。
And also don't forget, this is my topic today, is under the grand theme, the most important message during the end times, overcomers.
好，我们再看一处路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
三十节，三十一节。
Verses 30 and 31.
三节圣经四次提到怜悯，怜悯，怜悯，怜悯。三十节到三十对，三十三节。
路加福音。
三十节，你们从前不顺服神，如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了怜悯。三十一节，这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着赐给你们的怜悯，现在也就蒙了怜悯。三十二节，因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意特意要怜悯众人。
It's Romans chapter 11Verse 30, For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all.
四次的怜悯，弟兄姊妹，不要忘掉。
Four times the word mercy.
把众人都圈在不顺服中。
God has shut up all in disobedience.
为什么呢？特意要怜悯众人。
So that he might have mercy on all.
所以不单是犹太人蒙了拯救，特意得着生命，外邦人也蒙了拯救。
So not only Gentiles were saved.Justified and receive life on, so do Jews.
这就是神的怜悯。
And this is God's mercy.
好，我们最后我们看一处，我们来看马太十八章。
Now we will read Matthew chapter 18.
我为什么要念这段经文呢？
Why is it that I want to read this passage?
弟兄姊妹还记得上个月，那就是满心怜悯大有慈悲的第二讲，我还没有讲完的，就是不但是在旧约里面我们看到天父的怜悯的心肠，我们也看到他的儿子主耶稣基督在新约里面的他的那一个怜悯的心肠，对不对？旧约我用了八处的地方证实天父是满心怜悯的，我也用了七处的地方来证明新约神的儿子基督也是满了怜悯大有慈悲的主。
Because I wasn't called, why did I have to read this passage? Because I wasn't quite finished with my second sharing onThe Lord, who is full of compassion and is very merciful. I used eight references in my last sharing from Old Testament to prove to you that God is merciful. And also I used seven references in New Testament to prove the same point. But I wasn't quite done with my sharing in the New Testament part.
So 一共是十八处旧约天父的怜悯，用了八处的圣经证实我们的天父是满心怜悯，我用了新约七处证明他的儿子主耶稣基督也是满了怜悯心肠的一位。
So, in Old Testament, I use eight references to prove that God the Father is merciful and very compassionate. Likewise, and also, I also use seven references from New Testament to prove that God the Son is also very compassionate and merciful.
所以一共十五处的圣经证实够不够啊？ 当然圣经里还有其他的地方，我想15处的新约旧约应该非常足够我们相信他们的怜悯的心肠。
Are these 15 references enough? Of course, there are many more references regarding this point, but I think it's enough to prove to you all that our God and the Son of God, He is merciful and compassionate.
我们今天是处在这是末世的一个时代，刚刚主日学我的弟兄讲到神大而可畏的日子就要来到了，神的审判、羔羊和神的愤怒就要临到这个世界。
Now, in our Sunday school, our brother shared that the day of the awesome and great day of the Lord is coming. That is, the judgment of the Lord is coming in this very end time.
假如我们真正明白、相信父的怜悯、相信子的怜悯，我们就可以面对任何的艰难、任何的困苦、任何的试探、试炼，我们都可以面对，坦然的能够应付过去。
Now, if you do know that God and the Son of God is merciful and very compassionate, then whatever temptation, trial, whatever plight, adversity come into your way, you'll be able to cope with them.With aplomb and confidently.
所以这个题目是很重要的，弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters, this topic is extremely vital.
我们还记得我们上个月讲了八处，还有呢，新约的主耶稣基督的怜悯，应该是七处，我这讲了六处，还有一个地方我们还没有交通的。所以今天我们首先把这一次把这那一节圣经一段圣经交通完。
Since in my last sharing I didn't finish the whole references regarding the mercy of the Son of God, so today I would like to start it off to read Matthew to finish this part first.
就是21节
Verse
21, 马太福音18章21节到三十五节
，verse 21 to verse 35 of Matthew 18。
我想，不要念了吧，我们就这样交通吧。
So I will skip reading. We'll just share on the passage.
这里我们看到彼得来到主耶稣的面前，问他说：“我饶恕我的弟兄七次，够不够啊？照理犹太人最多饶恕三次。”彼得说我能够饶恕弟兄七次应该够了吧。
Now here Peter came to our Lord Jesus and asked him, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times according to Jews, three times should be enough for you to forgive your brethren.
耶稣怎么对他说？
And what did Jesus reply?
不是七次，七十个七次。
I do not say to you that up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
接下来，我们的主耶稣就用了一个比喻。
And he continued with a parable.
这个比喻就是天国的比喻。
And this is the parable of the kingdom of heaven.
他说天国就好像一个王，当然这里的王是指着我们的主耶稣。他是万王之王，万主之主，对不对？
Here the Lord said the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king. Of course, this king refers to our Lord Jesus. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
这位王同他的仆人要算账，一天欠的账，主人要他们还。
And the king wanted to settle accounts with his servants. Should they owe him anything, he wants them to pay back.
结果有一个仆人，你知道他欠主人多少钱呢、啊、
？And one servant, do you know how much he owed his master?
今天来算，就是14年到15年的平均工资，今天呢、啊，五万到六万，欠他的主人14年 到十五年的平均的工资，每一年就是五万到六万。
Now, if you turn this amount that the servant owed into today's average salary, it's up to 15 to 16 years, yearly, 15 to 16 years of average salary. If the average salary is about 50,000 to 60,000 a year.
弟兄姊妹，你算一算多少钱？
So, brothers and sisters, can you come up with the
差不多
how much this money is?
差不多80万到90万，靠近100万 million. 哎呀，不得了了，怎么会欠他这么多的钱？
It's between $800,000 to $900,000, close to a million. Can you imagine how much of that he owed his master?
哎呀，这个主人要他一定要还，你不还，把你的妻子卖掉，把你的儿女卖掉。那时候有这个 slave market 啊，就是这个买这个这个人的这个 market 嘛，对不对？但是你想一想，这个仆人怎么舍得把自己的妻子儿女都卖掉？哎呀，苦苦的哀求啊，跪在地上叫主人说：“主人啊，你就这个宽恕我吧，让我们有以后我有了钱，我一定还你。”哎呀，哭啊，哭哭啼啼的，好伤心啊！结果主人怎么动了一个怜悯的心肠
？At that time there was this slave market, so the king, the lord, his lord said, "Now sell everything you have, all your possessions, including your wife, your children, and pay me back what you owe me." And this servant couldn't bear to do this, so he knelt down, he cried. Bitterly to his lord, asking the king to have patience with him, that he would pay him back. But he was so heartbroken.
结果主人就完全说好，我就不要你还了。哎呀，你看看这个主人的心胸何等宽大，这么多的钱，但是我不要你还了，因为看他这么的痛苦，所以他怜悯了他。
So the king, the lord, says that because he was moved with compassion, and he said to the servant that, "I will forgive all your debts," seeing this person is in such agony, so heartbroken.
感谢主，今天我们的主也是一样，把我们一生所欠的债，在十字架上流的宝血，完全赦免了。
Now our Lord is just like this magnanimous king. Who on the cross shed his blood and forgive all our sin debt.
我们的主今天也不再同我们算账了。
And our Lord does not settle the accounts with us anymore today.
哪知道这个仆人回过头来，另外一个仆人欠他多少钱呢？欠他现在来说不过是三个月的工资。三个月的工资多少钱？一万五千块。你算一算，快一万五同八百万的一百万相比的话，一个是天文数字，哎呀，一个是区区的一点点钱啊。
Little did the king know this servant, after he was forgiving all his debts, turned around and asked his fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii, "How much is it?" It's about 3 months of average salary, and which amounts to $15,000 in total. If you compare this with $800,000 up to $900,000, this amount that the servant owed is nothing comparing to the first servant, whose debt is simply an astronomical number.
那个仆人也太穷了，最多一点点钱也还不出来，结果那一个仆人什么掐住他的脖子啊，掐住他的头颈啊，竟然要把他一捏死啊。
Now the fellow servant, being so poor, also couldn't pay anything back to the king. And the first servant laid his hand on his fellow servant, trying to choke him to death.
一点点没有怜悯的心啊。
Without any heart of any mercy.
结果当然 就交给这个监狱把他关起来。
So the king gave this first servant to this torturer to put him in prison.
结果有人把这件事去告诉那一个王，去告诉那个主人。
The first servant put his fellow servant into prison, and other people seeing this went to tell the king.
哎呀，那个主人听见了，生气得不得了，就说叫这个人说，把这个恶奴才啊，称他是恶奴才叫来。
Now this lord, this king was incredibly furious, and he said to the first servant, "You wicked servant."
王对他说，你欠我这么的大笔钱，我都赦免了你。
The king said, I forgive you all that debt because you begged me.
我一笔勾销了。
I just canceled it all.
你不应当怜悯你的同伴，像我怜悯你一样吗？
Shouldn't you also have had compassion on your fellow servant just as I had pity on you?
主人就大发烈怒，把他交给上刑罚的人，只等到他还清。你想想他能还清吗？
His master was angry, delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. Do you suppose this servant able to pay it back to his master?
所以我们的主接下来他就怎么讲呢？你们个人若不从心里饶恕，就是赦免你的弟兄，我天父也照样的不饶恕你们，不怜悯你们。
So my heavenly father, as the Lord continued to say, also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother.
弟兄姊妹还记得我 上个月同弟兄姊妹用了雅各书的第二章吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you recall I used James chapter 2?
你们不怜悯的人也要受不怜悯的审判，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
James says, judgment is without mercy to the one who shows no mercy, because mercy triumphs over judgment.
这里我就想到马太福音第六章那一段话。
And then,
主道文。
I recall the Lord's prayer in Matthew chapter 6.
我们都会的背的。我们在天上父啊，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，对不对？
We can all recite the Lord's prayer, right? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right?
到了十三节到十四节，在那里说，不叫我们遇见试探，不叫我们遇见试探，叫救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的。阿们，对不对
？Verse 13, and do not lead us into temptation, and deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Right?
接下来就这么有一句话非常重要。
Next verse is very important.
就是你们赦免人的过犯，你们的天父也赦免你们的过犯。你们若不赦免人的过犯，天父也必不赦免你们的过犯。对不对？这一句主道文最后主耶稣讲的。
So what the Lord says at the end of the Lord's Prayer are extremely important. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不但要学习主耶稣的那个谦卑，那个温柔，在马太福音第十一章，主耶稣说，我心里惹和谦卑，你们要服我的恶，学我的样式，你们的魂就可以得到安息，对不对？我的恶是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。所以主耶稣要我们学习他的谦卑，他的温柔，这很重要。
Now in Matthew 11, we learn that The Lord said he is gentle and lowly in mind, that he told us to learn from him, take his yoke, for his yoke is easy, his burden is light. So it is very important. And then you will find rest for your souls. Yes, it is very important. We should learn from the Lord, his meekness, his humility.
弟兄姊妹，我们更不要忘记学习主耶稣基督的怜悯的心肠。
But don't ever forget this. What's more important is that we need to learn from Christ, to learn from his tender mercy.
怜悯是向审判夸胜的。
Because mercy triumphs over judgment.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们就把新约主耶稣的怜悯的七个方面我们都交通完了。
So up to now, brothers and sisters, we have finished the seven aspects of the mercy on the part of the Son, the God the Son.
弟兄姊妹，我们要不要把十五个方面，旧约的八段，新约的七段，我们稍微再提一提，让弟兄姊妹印象格外的深刻，好吗？大概用不了几分钟了。
Brothers and sisters, I will not use more than a few minutes just to recap the 15 references I use both in New Testament and Old Testament in order to have you being more clear on this point. So this theme will be deeply impressed onto your heart.
九月的第一处、第二处，弟兄姊妹还记得？那就是民数记的十六章、民数记的二十六章，科拉党的背叛，你们都记得。到了二十六章民数记再次点人数的时候，有一句话：然而科拉的众子没有灭亡，这是神的怜悯。
In Old Testament, the first reference is in Numbers 16 and 26. As Moses were told to take census of the congregation of the children of Israel, then in chapter 26, even though Korah and his companion rebelled against Moses, they perished. But in number 26, the verse tells us that the sons of Korah did not die.
所以你去看诗篇一百五十篇，其中有十二篇是谁写的？科拉后裔写的诗篇，对不对？你去看四十二到四十九八篇，然后呢，你再看八十四、八十五、八十六是大卫的诗篇，还有最后八四、八五、八六是大卫的，八七、八八又是科拉的，一共十二篇的诗篇是他写的。
That's why you find in the book of Psalms, there are 12 Psalms written by the descendants of Korah. We see from 42 to 49, and also 84, 85, 87, 88 are all written by the descendants of Korah, and Psalm 86 is written by David.
弟兄姊妹，你看，这些诗篇非常的感动你。
All these
songs, 因为这是他们的经历，神的怜悯和慈爱。
All these songs will touch you very much because they actually experienced God's compassion and His mercy.
然后我们用了路加福音第一章七十八、七十九，我们的神怜悯的心肠，叫这个清晨的日光照在地，照在哪里？坐在死荫黑暗的里面嘛。把他们的脚引到平安的路上，对不对？路加福音第一章。
Second reference is from Luke chapter 1, that because of the tender mercy of God through which the day spring has from on high has come upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide their feet into the way of peace.
我们还用了何西阿书第十一章八到九节，这里讲到以法莲，讲到以色列们，同样的我们对神的怜悯，对不对？假如不是他的怜悯，我想北国十个支派早已经被亚述掳去了，但是他们 延长了很多的年日，就是因为神他有一个怜悯的心肠，他不像人。
Likewise, the third reference is in Hosea. We read that God is God. He is not man. How he dealt with Israel and also all these people, should he were not what he said he was, all the northern Israel tribes should have been taken captive long ago by the Assyrian Empire.
我又用了三段新约的圣经，神是有丰盛的怜悯的，以弗所，然后彼得前书第一章，神有大怜悯，然后呢提多书，神的怜悯，对不对？三段经文你看见吗？
Next reference is from the New Testament. One is from Ephesians. There, Paul speaks of our God is rich in mercy. And then also 1 Peter. Peter says God is abundant in mercy. And Titus says, because of God's mercy that we were saved.
然后就是雅各书的第五章，这个题目就是从雅各书第五章来的嘛，讲到我们要学习那些先知受苦忍耐的榜样，又讲到约伯嘛，哎呀，显明神对他的怜悯，到最后，对不对？
Next reference is from James, and this is where the title of this sharing comes from, that our Lord is very compassionate and is merciful. James tells us to learn from these prophets as examples of suffering and patience. He also tells us about Job, and because we have seen the perseverance of Job and seeing the end intended by God for him to prove that God is very compassionate, is very merciful.
然后从埃及记的三十四章，耶和华的名嘛，第一提到的就是他有怜悯，有恩典嘛，第一个就是怜悯。
Next reference is from Exodus 34, that when Moses mentioned about the name of the Lord, the first thing he mentioned is the Lord, merciful and gracious.
然后就是诗篇123篇，我们看到一共是三节圣经，有四次提到怜悯，对不对？
Next,
最后。Yeah.我们都知道撒母耳记下24章就是大卫拣选这个灾祸嘛，神要赐给他灾祸嘛，他就拣选瘟疫，因为他知道耶和华是满心怜悯的，不像人，所以他愿意让神来管教他用这个灾难。
Next is from Psalm 123, only three verses we could see mercy is mentioned four times. Next reference is from 2 Samuel, where David sinned against God by numbering his people. Therefore, God was about to send down all the woes to David. And David chose from the three woes, he says, because God is very compassionate, I do not want to fall into man's hand, but rather into the hand of God.
然后新月就是七处嘛，弟兄姊妹还记得马太福音十四章，马太福音十五章，这个五饼二鱼，这个因着神的怜悯喂饱了多少人呢？五千人。然后呢七饼几条鱼喂饱了四千人，对不对？马太福音的十四十五。
And references in New Testament to prove to you the mercy of the God the Son. First is fromNext is Matthew 15. Each one is about our Lord doing a miracle, feeding 4,000 men, 5,000 men with two fish, five loaves, or with seven loaves and few fish.
第三处马太福音二十章，我们都知道两个瞎眼的，对不对？他们大声喊叫，主。大卫的子孙可怜我吧，结果上去可怜他们，他们的眼睛一摸都看见了。
The third reference is from Matthew 20, where the Lord healed two blind men. As these two cried out, Son of David, Son of David, have mercy on us. And there the Lord touched them, and then they were healed.
那个马可第一章第四十节，长大马蜂的嘛，也是神怜悯他，结果他的马蜂就好了。
Next reference is from Mark 1, verse 40, where a leper cried out to the Lord, and the Lord was moved with compassion and healed this one.
第五处就是到了拿因城嘛，有一个寡妇嘛，她的孩子死掉了，独生儿子，她又是寡妇，葬在棺材里面。哎呀，抬着棺材，哎呀，结果她在那里哭啊，怎么不哭，怎么不伤心呢？哎呀，主耶稣看见了，动了怜悯心肠，就叫他起来。我们就看见，这个就从棺材里面起来了。哎呀，这个神迹也是不得了的。
A next miracle of our Lord in Luke chapter 7, where the Lord came to the city of Nain, and there was a widow who had only one son, and he died.So the body was put in a coffin, and then all the companions with the widow coming out from the city, and the lady was crying her heart out, and the Lord, seeing her, was moved with compassion, and the Lord raised the dead man from back to life, and here we show that the Son of God also is merciful.
我特别提到主耶稣一看见人家哭，他的心软得很呢，他就因看见那个拿因城的寡妇一路在那里哭嘛，他就动了怜悯的心肠。所以我说今天的姊妹，你就要比较容易感情化，容易哭嘛，这是对你是有好处的。主耶稣一看你哭，所有的难处就给你解决了。
I especially mentioned that because the Lord saw the widow weeping all the way, and our Lord was very compassionate. And because of this, I mentioned this to you that sisters, because we usually are more emotional, when we encounter things, we might cry, weep before the Lord.And this is actually is an advantage to you because our God is soft-hearted.
你看西家王我上次提到了吗？他也不是要哭嘛，因为他知道他死的日子到了嘛。结果他一哭，神加他15年的寿数。哎呀，你看看我们的神。
And this might solve all your problems. I also mentioned Hezekiah.He was about to die, but because he wept before the Lord, what did the Lord? The Lord saved his life and added another 15 years to his lifespan. Think of the merciful God we have.
第六处
Sixth reference.
弟兄姊妹还记得撒玛利亚好撒玛利亚的好撒玛利亚的那个怜悯的心吗？对不对？
The tender mercy of the Good Samaritan.
第七处就是我们刚刚同弟兄姊妹交通的。
And the seventh reference is the passage we just shared with you.
好，我们现在来进一步看神的怜悯。
Now we would like to take one step further to consider the mercy of God.
那就是罗马书刚刚念的第九章。
That is Romans 9 we just read.
这里讲到第八节，讲到以撒，上次还没有生下来，这个善恶还没有做出来，要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，不在乎人的行为，在乎什么？那招人的主，对不对？这里有一段话。
Here the passage speaks of Rebecca and Isaac.And it also speaks of the twins not yet being born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls.
感谢主，今天我们的得救不是我们的行为，都是神的呼召，神的拣选，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord that today we're saved not because of our work, because of his calling, because of his election.
所以以弗所第一章讲到那一段话，一直到第十节，讲到八个父嘛。第一个父就是在创世以前，他就拣选了你，拣选了我。
As Ephesians 1 tells us of the eight spiritual blessings, the very first one is that he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world.
叫我们在他的面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，又按照他的旨意预定我们得着儿子的名分，都是出于神，不是出于我们。
That we should be holy without blame before him, and he has given us the adoption of sons, and all these are from God, not from us.
这有什么不可以呢？这就像窑匠，他是窑匠，我们不过是个泥巴嘛。他可以用一段泥巴做一个贵重器皿，他也可以用一段泥巴造一个卑贱的器皿，他有他的主权嘛，对不对？他喜欢拣选你，喜欢拣选我，不拣选他，有什么不可以？
Why can God not do so? Because he is the potter, we are the clay. He can make from the same lump a vessel for honor and the other for dishonor. He can choose you and he can choose me. Why can not God have his sovereignty in this respect?
完全他决定的。
It's totally decided by God himself.
你为什么要抢嘴啊？你是谁啊？
So Paul says, who are you to reply against God like this?
感谢主，今天我们的得救完全是出于神。这就是加尔文的这个预定人，神的预定。
So we thank God today that our salvation is totally given, decided by God. And this is according to Calvinism.
你看使徒
predestination.
你看使徒十六章十二节的那一段话到十四节，这几节圣经，主耶稣这个保罗到了腓立比嘛，他去传福音嘛，结果我们知道有一个妇人叫吕底亚嘛，对不对？他是买知识布的嘛，他是一个非常敬畏敬拜神的一个妇女。什么叫敬拜神？他是非常敬畏神，在生活上也是非常圣洁的。他是个犹太教徒，对不对？他相信有神，但是他不相信耶稣基督就是弥赛亚，就是救主。
Now, if you read Acts 16, verses 12 to 14, and the account tells us that Paul and his companion came to Philippi, and there was this woman who feared God, who was godly, her business is to sell purple cloth. He believed in God, but yet he did not believe that Jesus Christ, the Christ is Jesus. But there, God took Paul to Philippi.
结果保罗在传福音的时候，神我们的主就开吕底亚的耳朵，叫他留心听，不但听，他能够明白，哦，这位神原来就是弥赛亚，就是基督。光信神没有用，不能得救，你一定要信他是你的救主，对不对？所以他就信了嘛，是神开他的耳朵，叫他听，叫他明白，所以他全家都信了嘛。感谢神，这是神的预定。
Now there, Paul, as Paul was preaching the gospel, God opened Lydia's ears and eyes to heed what Paul was saying. So she realized that it's not enough for her just to believe in God.She also has to believe the one, this Jesus, Paul was proclaiming is Christ, is the Lord. So she believed in the Lord, and the whole people in her household also believed in the Lord. So this is God's predestination.
你去看《使徒行传》十三章也是一样，保罗在那里传福音，对不对？但是有些人信了，有些人就是不信，不信的人不是神预定的，不信的人是自己自由的意志，这就是亚美尼亚的那个神学论嘛，对不对？自由的意志，自己拣选的。
If you read Acts 13, there Paul went to this place as he shared the gospel. Some people chose to believe, others chose not to believe. So this is from their free will. And it's not that God predestined them not to be saved. And this is Arminius' theology. Because a bunch of Jews were also there. When they heard Paul preaching, they were filled with jealousy in their hearts.
他们断定自己不配得永生，弟兄姊妹记得这句话。
So they judged themselves not worthy of this eternal life. So they themselves chose not to have eternal life.
所以你看提摩太后书第二章，那里有一段话嘛，他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。
Just as the Second Thessalonians tells us, because for this very reason, because these people did not receive the love of truth that they might be saved, and therefore, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
好，现在我们来看罗马书第九章的第十节到第十六节的那一段。Now
we'll come back to consider Romans 9:10-16.
那里讲，他们生子还没有生下来，善恶 还没有做出来，要显明神拣选的旨意，不在乎人行为，在乎招人的主。刚刚已经交通完了。第十二节，神却对尼巴家说：“将来大的要服侍小的，做什么？”
Now, verse 11, I just shared with you, the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. What about verse 12? It was said to her, the older shall serve the younger.
神是预知的，他不但是，他预先都知道，没有一件事他不知道的，对不对？他知道雅各有一天，他要变成毛毛虫，要变成花蝴蝶，要变成以色列。
God has foresight of everything. He knew beforehand that Jacob, this caterpillar, one day will become a butterfly, and he one day would become the prince. Even though he was so deceiving, he was a person who is grabbing, supplanting, and he's so egocentric. So in my second sharing, I mentioned that it took 50 to 60 years for Jacob to be changed into Israel, the prince. God has predestined.
大的要服侍小的，将来以扫要服侍雅各。
Now, the older shall serve the younger, Esau shall serve Jacob. This is for this reason.
但是你看雅各在母亲的怀中还没生下来，他却抓住谁的脚，抓住以扫的脚，就不让他出来，他要争先恐后的，要先出来做老大嘛，对不对？这是雅各嘛，你看看他。
Think of Jacob, even when he was in his mother's womb, he was trying to grab hold on his brother Esau's foot. So he could come out first instead to be the very first one.
But 这个以扫了，对不对？但是他没有成功。
He did not succeed in this. Therefore, Esau came out as the firstborn. Should he succeed, he would have become the first one, and then he would have to serve his brother Esau then.
十三节说，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我什么？是我恶的。恶的原文就是恨的。雅各是我爱的。我刚刚讲了什么原因？因为神早已经知道他将来要变成王子的，对不对？但是以扫为什么神要恨他？什么原因？
Now, verse 13, as is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. The Chinese version says, Esau I have detested. We know that God has foresaid, so he knew beforehand that Jacob would later on become the prince, so he loved Jacob. But what about Esau? Why did God hate Esau? The detest in Chinese version is hate.In Greek original.
诗篇八十九篇十四节说什么？耶和华什么？他是喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶的，慈爱和信实是他宝座的根基。神该恨的他要恨，该爱的他要爱，他不会这个溺爱，对不对？不该爱的他不会爱，不该恨的。他也不应当恨，这是我们的神。我想视频不止一次了，公义公平是他宝座的根基。刚刚主日学我的弟兄也提到了这方面，神是公义的，是公平，有罪他一定审判，没有罪呢他怎么会审判呢？对不对？这样他宝座的根基就动摇了。
Just as Psalm 89 verse 14 tells us that God is the God who loves justice and righteousness. So verse 14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Just as our Sunday school also mentioned that our God is a righteous God. He will not clear the guilty. He will hate the one who should be hated. Likewise, he will love the one who should be loved. He's not like us. We often pamper our children with this indulgent love. But God is not like us. He loves the one he should love. He hates the one he should hate. Otherwise, the foundation of his throne would be shaken.
以扫到底做了什么坏事啊？
So what evil has Esau done?
叫神恨他。
So that God would hate him.
不会的嘛，神怎么会去无缘无故去恨？和一个没有什么做错什么大坏事的以扫呢，对不对？最多在希伯来书十二章第十四节那里讲到，就是你们要追求和睦嘛，尽量追求与众人和睦，还要追求圣洁嘛，人非圣洁就不能见主嘛。接下来他说你们要谨慎，恐怕有人犯淫乱，接下来呢会有贪恋世俗的，像以扫一样，对不对？他不过是贪恋世俗嘛。什么叫世俗？今生的骄傲，肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲嘛。他就是喝了一点红豆汤嘛，这也是可以理解的嘛。他一天在旷野里面牧一牧羊，干得不得了嘛，回到家里没有水喝嘛，现在有一罐绿豆汤红豆汤他当然喝了，这是有原因的嘛。我想神不会因着这件事恨他，对不对？
I don't think God would hate Esau as though he had done something viciously bad. From Hebrews chapter 12, there we read that God, the writer tells us, the author tells us that we should pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. And also, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Next, he talks about Esau. He says that lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. Now Esau was all day out hunting, and he was weary. He came back. He was thirsty. He was hungry. So he asked for that bowl of stew of red lentil. This wasn't anything that seriously wrong. And also, the most we can say about Esau, something bad, is probably he was a profane person. He loved the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, the pride of the world. But is this enough for God to hate him?
其实以扫要比雅各不知道忠厚多少，神不是不知道。
Actually, Esau was so many times better than Isaac. In terms of his character being candid and also being magnanimous, and God for sure knows all this.
我们刚刚弟兄给我们念的创世纪第十三章，讲到亚伯拉罕。哎呀，亚伯拉罕是一个非常宽大、心胸宽大、不记仇的。
Now in Genesis 13, our brother just read to us the passage speaking of Abraham. We know Abraham has a big heart, and also he is also very generous, and he would not continue to harp on people's wrongs.
你看鲁德是他的侄子，其实还不是侄子了，等于是他的儿子了，因为他从小父母就不在。是了，是亚伯拉罕把他领大的，照顾他的。哎呀，你看看亚伯拉罕花了多少的时间精力在他的那一个侄子的身上，但是他的侄子是个忘恩负义的人。
Now Lot is actually Abraham's nephew, but it's really Lot is very much like Abraham's son.Because Lot had lost his father, so Abraham brought Lot up from youth, and how much time, how much effort he had put into this person in order to rear him. But in the end, Lot turned out to be so ungrateful.
我们刚刚念的长世纪，刚刚领会的给我们念得很清楚。哎呀，他们相争啊，不但是牧人和牧人相争，他也同他的这就是亚伯拉罕相争了、啊。你看看这个王，他忘记了亚伯拉罕是他的长辈啊。亚伯拉罕也没有自称我是长辈啊，你应该听我的话。但是他不是这样的。哎呀，你看亚伯拉罕心胸，他怎么说啊？我们是果肉，果肉这个原文就是弟兄啊，我们是弟兄啊，不能相争的。你要往左，我就往右。你要往右，我就往左。哎呀，你看亚伯拉一点不计较。
And here we see that the passage our brother just read for us. There we see that the herdsmen of Lot were contending with the herdsmen of Abraham. And Abraham was a man with such a big heart, and he didn't. Mind all this striving, he told Lot that we are brothers, and if you go to the right, I'll go to the left.
Esau 也是一样，你知道吗？
So Esau is like-minded.
我们看见雅各在他的拉班家已经二十年了。哎呀，他真是聪明的一个人呐、啊！他能够看得出他的长辈已经脸色不像以前了。对他这个脸色不一样了，哎呀，他知道我赶快离开吧，但是离开到哪里去呢？不还是要回到鲁贝家的那个地方吗？以扫不是还在吗？他小人之心度君子之腹，他想以扫回头忘掉吗？一定要杀他的，他若回去的话。
Now Jacob spent much time with Laban and after many 20 years, Jake was very smart. He saw that the countenance of Laban is not favorable toward him again. So he tried to flee from Laban's hand. And where should he go? Well, of course, he had to go back to where Rebekah lived. And there Esau would definitely try to kill him. This is what Jacob was thinking. So it's like our Chinese saying that a vogue out of his ignoble mind is speculating on what a nobleman would try to do.
他真是智慧啊，真是聪明啊！但是他的智慧、聪明都是属地的、属情欲的、属世界的，对不对？他都计划好了，我这样分三队，哪一队在前面，哪一队在后面？万一一扫来杀他的时候，他这样的来应付，哎呀，安排的好好的。
Now Jacob was really wise. However, his wisdom is not from above, but is a demonic central and from human mind. So he has it all planned out meticulously. Now he would divide all his people into three groups. Should Saul come to pursue after one group, the other group might have the chance to flee.
还预备了好多礼物，因为他知道真言所讲的。你要把礼物送给你的敌人，就可以平息他的愤怒嘛。所以他预备了好多的牛羊，这个当作礼物来，看见了以扫就送给他，让他这个怒气啊，那个稍微平息下来，对不对
？He also has prepared many gifts, just as Proverbs tell us that if you give gifts to your enemy, you will appease, pacify his anger. Therefore, Jacob has prepared all the oxen, all the sheep for Esau.
他还先派个人去观察观察，看看以扫的铜镜。
He even sent out people first to check it out to see what Esau would be doing.
结果人派出去的人回来说。哎呀，以扫带着四百个壮丁啊来了！哎呀，这个雅各虽然安排了很好，哎呀，他里面也是怕得不得了，又惊慌啊，那怎么办呢
？Now, these people came back and told Jacob saying that Esau was coming with 400 strong men. Even though Jacob had gotten everything planned out.Well arranged. At this time, he became frightened and panicked. What would he do now?
哪知道出乎意外，当他看见他以扫四百个壮丁来啊，他一面怕，哪知道以扫一点都不计较以前的事，抱着他痛哭流泪啊，哎呀，连连的亲嘴啊。
And things turned out.To be a total surprise to Jacob, when Esau saw Jacob, he ran over and he embraced Jacob, and then put his arms around his neck and weeping for both of them. So Jacob was totally surprised over this.
你看看《路加福音》十五章，我们都知道浪子回头的故事嘛。这个他的父亲这个已经年纪老嘛，看见他的儿子回来高兴得不得了，忘记他年老了嘛，就跑出去去抱住他，同他亲嘴，也没有哭嘛，对不对？但是在这里的以扫不但抱住他亲嘴，还流眼泪啊，就说明他的里面的情感啊。
And just like in Luke 15, the old father, when he saw his prodigal son come back,he forgot about his age and he ran over to embrace his prodigal son and also kiss him and put on new cloth and new shoes. And so here we see Esau is a man full of emotion. He did the same thing. He ran over, kissed him, and even cried over him.
他也像亚伯拉罕一样叫他什么 哎呀，我的兄弟呀，我们是兄弟呀，应该相亲相爱。我不会计较你过去你怎样的亏待我。你看看以扫是这样一个人，神为什么要恨他？
Esau was like Abraham, who called Lot his brother. He would not mind what wrongs his brother has done to him before. So think of Esau is a person like this. Why is it God hated Esau?
后来以扫就回到那，回到西尔，就是从今以后不再追求追究了，并且他对这个雅各怎么讲，兄弟啊，同亚伯拉罕一样的，我们是骨肉啊，我们是兄弟之亲啊，应当相亲相爱，我绝对不会追究你啊，对不对？
And later we see Esau went back to Seir, and to Esau, Jacob is his brother, flesh of flesh, blood, bone of bones. So just like Abraham, he would not trying to hop on this thing anymore.
所以这里的恨，原文不是恨，原文是比较，比较的那一个 tense， 英文里面是比较，他爱雅各胜过爱以扫，这是原文的意思，不是恨。
So even though the verse says hate, but in its original language is a comparative sense sentence. So it's comparing to the other person. God loves that person better than he loves this one. So it's not that God hates Esau.
时间已经到了，很抱歉，今天可能稍微要过一点时间。
My time
我们最后再看一段《路加福音》十四章。
My apology, even though time is up, today we might run over time. Very quickly, we will read Luke chapter 10.
路加福音十四章，我们看二十五节。
14 verse 25.
有基督人和耶稣同行，主耶稣就转过来对他们说：“人到我这里来。”若不爱我胜过爱自己父母妻子儿女弟兄姊妹和自己的心灵，就不能做我的门徒。这里的爱原文是什么？恨，也是恨的意思。
Now verse 25, Luke 14. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to meAnd does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Again, we read this word, hate.
弟兄，怎么可能呢？你要恨你的父母，要恨你的妻子，要恨你的儿女，要恨你的兄弟姊妹，要恨自己的心灵，你就不能做我的门徒。怎么可能？你看旧约也好，新约也好，都是讲爱的，对不对？旧约里面你看见你骂父母的八一之死，你恨父母的八一之死，旧约是这样，新约也是这样，不会叫你恨父母恨自己的兄弟姊妹，总是讲爱嘛。整个律法先知总纲就是要尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神，要爱人像自己一样，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, is this ever possible that you should hate your father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and your own life? And in New Testament, Old Testament, this the same thing runs across the board, that you should love your parents.In Old Testament, we even read, if you curse your parents, you should be put to death. And all the, the whole prophets and the law hang on this, that is to love God and also to love your neighbor as yourself. It's all hinged upon loving. Ephesians 6,
劝诫做儿女的要什么？要听父母的话，要孝敬父母，叫你能够长寿，叫你能够得福。你要得福吗？你要长寿吗？孝敬你的父母， 对不对？照样在诗篇三十四篇第十二节你去看看，诗篇三十四篇十二节也同样的一句话。
Now, Ephesians 6, this passage I use already. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it will be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Do you want to live long on earth? Do you want to see good? You have to honor your parent. And the same thing is spoken in Psalm 34, verse 12.
34, 第12节诗篇他怎么讲的?
Psalm 34,
12. 你要禁止你的舌头抽烟，禁止你的口说诡诈的话，你就怎么，你就能够享福，你就能够长寿。一个是孝敬父母能够得到这个福，一个就是禁止你的舌头，禁止你的嘴唇，同样的叫你长寿，叫你得福，感谢主。
So Psalm 12 tells us that just like in Ephesians 6, if you want to have longevity, if you want to see good, then you need to, in Psalm 34, we see that you have to keep your tongue from evil, your lips from speaking deceit, and depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. So that's the same principle. If you want to live long, if you want to see all the good in your life, then honor your parents and keep your tongue from evil.
彼得前书第三章，彼得就是用这段话，对不对？
And,
我们今天不去念这段经文了。
And 1 Peter chapter 3 uses the same passage also, but today we won't go into it.
好，时间到了。
Now our time is
up.
Actually over.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Please bow your head. We'll have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，愿这些话都是出于你的口，不要突然反悔，在你的儿女的心中有回头的亮光。
Lord, may all these words come from your mouth and does not go in vain, and also give us this hindsight.
主，你是满心怜悯、大有慈悲的主，我们敬拜你、赞美你、称颂你，我们感谢你。
Because you are the Lord who is merciful and is very compassionate. Therefore, we thank you, we praise you, and we worship you.
但愿继续地带领你的儿女，照着你的话语去行。
Continue to lead your children to walk in your words.
我们就能够得福，我们就能够长寿。
So that it is well, be well with us on earth, and we shall live long.
你的话安定在天，永远也不会改变。
Your word is settled in heavens, and it never changes.
但愿荣耀，借着主耶稣基督，归给我们这位独一全知的神，从今时直到永永远远。
May the glory be unto the true God, the only God, through our Lord Jesus Christ.
祷告祈求耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.